Hey, buddy, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And here we are again for another show. And we'll just start off. I'll probably put Sylvia on if you're out there in cyberspace. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yeah, I sure am. And hello and welcome, everyone. And I hope that there's quite a few listeners coming in now as it's just getting to be the time for the Creation Lightship radio show. And if you're new, just if you would, go ahead and go to the Creation Lightship page. And you do that just from clicking on any of the time slots that we're on, like today at 4 Pacific. And just click on that, and you'll come up to the Creation Lightship page and scroll down the page a bit. And you're going to see a link there that says BBS Fast Chat. You just click on that, and that's going to bring up a window that you can type in your questions for Ron or your healing requests. And then after you bring that window up, just scroll down again, and you're going to see a beautiful light being on the page in front of you. And this is a light being from the Creation Lightship. And I'm sure that in a little bit, Ron will activate her divine energy to come into each of your rooms through your monitor screen and be available to you, if you wish, for healing and for guidance through your heart center. So great to be here with you, and back over to you, Ron.
Hey, so yeah, I'll just scroll down and bring up the light beam, and we're going to energize her right now. So we'll bring in the female energy. We have males and females and ones that are neutral, androgynous, but we'll bring in the females here. And we're going to bring in three of them, so we'll do them one at a time. And here comes the first one. And just watch your monitor screen, see how it looks here. It will normally change where the picture looks. It'll become more maybe transparent and or more three-dimensional. And when that happens, typically you're going to see more light coming off of the picture itself. So here we go. And this one's coming in very nicely. Great. And let's bring in light beam number two. So we'll ask number three to step back a little bit. And here comes number two. And it will also have a different presence here. Okay, there we go, and number two's in, so now we're going to ask number two to step back a little ways here, and then we'll bring number three in, and here comes number three. Okay, wonderful. And now we'll bring them all in together. So we'll bring in number two, number three coming in. And if you wish to ask a question, you can go to the fast chat, or if you want to just call in on the call-in line, you can do that also today. You can ask questions about Lightship healings. You can ask about the Lightship itself. The role with Jesus in the light ship, just many things, many questions. And here we go. Now all three are being energized. And you're going to feel them in your heart center. Some people actually have their body get energized during this process. Might have the hair on your arm standing up on end as they come into you with all their high frequency energies. Or we're going to increase them now for everybody, so here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was wonderful. You know, it sort of feels like when you're, you know, maybe it's a cloudy day And then all of a sudden the sun breaks out from in between the clouds and fills you with that beautiful warmth. And it's just so wonderful when the light beings come in and bring in their divine energy. And as you connect with them through your heart center, just feel that incredible presence and that divine love, pure love energy that comes through. And it's just a beautiful healing experience. So hope you enjoy that. And just remember to connect with that energy through your heart center, because it won't come into you through your mind energy at all. So I think that we'll have some beautiful healings today. I see that we have a few people with us on the fast chat, so welcome everyone. And let's get started with some healings, and maybe, Ron, we could do some work to remove entities from people and then get everyone heart-centered.
Okay, sounds good. So let's just sit back and relax. We're going to take away some entities. I'm doing a special session on the 19th of next month, 419, 8 hours in length. We're going to be releasing entities out of people, so this will be a very nice call. Probably actually change your life if you're on it. So here we go. Taking away entities right now. And they're being released here. Oh boy, I'm yawning. Somebody has a big one in there. Hopefully it's, if you're listening, you can say, ah, it's me and I got rid of it. That would be great. So here we go. More is coming out. And we're working on the ones now that are kind of in the middle part of our bodies here. Oh boy. And more is coming out. Boy, it feels like somebody really had a lot from the weekend here. It feels like maybe they were possibly on drugs or something, or maybe at bars or whatever. This is kind of what I'm sensing here. It's a lot of energy that makes me kind of dizzy. So we're getting these out here. So these are probably going to actually feel, you're going to feel the release as they come out of your head. And they have a lot more mental clarity. Whoa. Oh, man. Okay. There we go. And now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So here we go. Coming in now. We're going to clear your spirit energy. Remember, it has to be put back into neutral, into love energy, before it comes into your body. We take away the traumas. And your spirit does this for you. Oh, boy. Wow. Here we go, coming in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Coming in a little stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Still yawning. Holy smokes. Oh, man. 1, 2, I felt fine before the show here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll just have a little time just to relax here for about a minute. Give you some silence so that you can actually feel your spirit and your body. Okay. Increase your energy a little bit more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So just think of an elevator, if you would. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Going to drop you down so you can become more heart-centered. And you're going to know that you're there because you're going to actually sense or feel your thoughts in your chest area when you think something. So for the first time, when this happens to most people, they go, wow, this is quite something. They put a big smile on their face because they know that they're there. So here we go. Dropping down. Again, I'll count from 10 to 1, just like the elevator dropping down. You can actually even feel the energy moving in your body. And if you don't feel it, don't sweat it. It's happening anyway. So here we go. Because some people just aren't sensitive for whatever reason. Doesn't mean that they're not doing these exercises, just that they're not able to feel. And that is okay. Don't think that it doesn't happen because you're not sensing it. Don't beat yourself up or make yourself wrong because some bodies just don't feel. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yeah, I'm here. Wow, that feels so good. So let's see. If anyone wants to call in today, we're going to take live calls. So you can do that by just dialing 877-384-3257. That's 877-384-3257. If you'd like to ask Ron a question directly, you can do that. And Ron, since you were talking about entities or doing that entity clearing work at the beginning, and you mentioned that you sensed quite a lot of heavy energy today, and that probably someone over the weekend had either maybe been drinking or doing drugs or been in a bar or a situation like that. Can you talk about what entities are and how you pick them up in those kinds of circumstances so people can get a little educated on that?
Sure. It's actually pretty easy to catch them, or for them to catch you. As you go into any situations in life, whether you're walking down the street or let's say you go into a hospital, go into a bar, the entities are there because these are actually what you call ghosts. And these ghosts are actually living, just like you are. So just picture just like another dimension, and they're seeing what you're seeing, but somehow we don't actually physically see them because our senses are not tuned into that vibration. But they are physical. They do see the walls in the room. They see just exactly what you're doing. So they actually are probably more, we'll use the word sensitive, than you are. And so when somebody wants to get a drink, they'll hop into somebody's body instantly, and they'll start to taste that drink. And let's just say that they don't like that drink, but they want to see or sample or have another drink of somebody else. Let's say that you're having a beer, and maybe the beer that you're drinking, is maybe a beer that's kind of, sharp tasting. Maybe it's bitter, and they go, I don't like this beer. So then they look around for somebody who's maybe drinking their particular beer that they like, or maybe they like to have a martini instead. So they maybe have just a quick sample of yours and say, I don't like that. So now they go looking for the person with the martini. And sure enough, they'll probably find someone, and then they'll hop right into their body. And each time the person drinks that, they're actually having that taste. The next question is, do they get drunk? No, they don't. They just strictly enjoy what's happening. But since we have a physical body, the physical body gets drunk. So you could have 20 entities in you, we'll just say one apiece, who like one particular type of a beverage, and you might have 20 drinks, and maybe 20 of these entities are actually having this with you. So naturally, your body can't maybe take 20 drinks, but maybe it's good for 5 before you become intoxicated. Well, the first 5, you're okay, and then they want you to drink the other 15. And so they force you to do that, and this is how entities work. So just hanging out, walking into a bar, if you ever noticed, you might even try this yourself just to experiment with it. Just walk into a bar, you just walk in one door and out the other, and you're going to find that when you walk in there, you're going to start to feel heavy. And I think we got a caller. When you feel heavy, then you know that, you're picking up entities. So you may want to shake them off when you walk out the other door without even drinking. And they might push your buttons in order to have a drink. So I think we had a beep. You hear a beep, Sylvia?
That's me.
Hi, who's there?
Hi, my name's Jody.
What was that?
My name's Jody.
Jody?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Ron or a request?
Yeah, I had a question. I had a physical initiation into the Great White Brotherhood through a mystery school several years ago, and have since that time been communicating with beings who, it's my understanding, are masters, but I wanted to just check that because I get a lot of conflicting information from them, and I just, even though I feel them in my heart, and they're, most of the messages are positive and uplifting, it just, sometimes it just doesn't feel right. And I've had a lot of issues with entities throughout my life for probably the last 30 years, on and off. So I tend to attract them to me.
Okay. Well, you have a very good question. Okay, the first thing is to really know that you're in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to do that drop like I just, well, you don't have to, but it's a good way to do it. And make sure that when you think a thought, it's from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the mind will actually tell you that you're in your heart. And so now we'll talk about these energies, what you're calling the maybe Great White Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's been used a lot. There's a lot of people who use this particular energy for healing. They have a medical assistance program. They call it MAP.
Mm-hmm.
That's been out for a long time. So I guess the question is, is this energy in the light? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, geez. Here we go. Okay. At this second, I cannot say yes or no. But what you want to do, I don't want to cop out here, but what it is that there are a lot of things out there which I'll call extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
So if I start over again, I would tell you that everything that's extraterrestrial, I'd be very cautious of.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already have the divine energy with you in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we look outside of ourselves for it, then that can cause problems. And like I mentioned, the darkness does create, the divine light that looks like divine light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard you talking about that. That's why I was checking.
Okay, so what you want to do is always go to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't really know because we can't see these realms. So
exactly.
You could ask, one time to have the Great White Brotherhood come to you, and it could be one ET race, which is what they are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then that could also in a sense, boil down to maybe, as people's perceptions would be, maybe of angels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One person could be calling upon this, we'll just call it the ET race of Q, and you're dealing with a certain number of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could ask for the ET race of Q to come, and for one person, they may perceive it as angels. Another person may perceive them as masters. Another one may just perceive them as beings of light.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends how they come to you in your own mind frame.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is to make sure that you are dealing with your heart energy.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit will never allow anything of non-light to come to you.
Okay.
Okay? And so that's the best way to find out. Now, naturally, everything in the light we'll just say 100% light is what your spirit's going to lull in. And if it's 90% light, 10% darkness, they can still look very, very good, but your spirit won't allow them in, but your mind will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and entities also, remember, we're talking about being heart-centered. So if you're in your heart, you can find out very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're in your mind and you ask for the Great White Brotherhood to come to you, they can also come in as entities. One can say, hey, this person's calling somebody. You know, I hear this, you know, the cosmic telephone ringing. Remember, because you're dealing with what I call collective mind consciousness,
mm-hmm.
also termed in New Age, you know, another word for it is universal mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's anything that deals with mind or thought. This is all ET stuff.
Okay. Because I get physical reactions when they're around, and they like to talk to me and engage with me, and they interact with me quite a bit, but it's getting kind of, gets to the point where it's kind of like I get kind of annoyed with it.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, you just hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Any divine being will never come to you and bother you.
Well, they don't bother. They just, you know, I think some of it is they check on me because yeah.
Okay, yeah, but you see, just by checking with you.
Oh, so I always have to invoke them.
Yeah, you have to
call them.
Yeah, they'll never come to you at least 99.99% of the time. Unless you call them, because they're then interfering with your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they may come to you if you're ready to have, like, a car accident or something awful.
Right.
It's very possible they could show up and say, hey, you know, wake up, don't do this. But unless you're in that situation, they're never going to come to you and give you information.
Well, this didn't actually start happening until I got my initiation, and then once I was initiated, they approached me, because it's almost like you open that door, I think. Because you commit to working with the light, and I think you kind of open up a dialogue, is my understanding with those dimensions. So,
yeah, but remember the light is only in your heart, and
right.
The dimensions outside of, say, our 3D isn't necessarily light energies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by having an initiation, you may have got plugged into something that is false light.
Yeah, this is what I was checking. I wanted to make sure. I'd say just because, like I said, there's something off about it, and I can't quite put my finger on what it is because I can't see it. But I feel it. I get very distinct physical reactions when I have energies in my field.
Yes, and that's what a lot of them behave, because some people who are more sensitive will actually sense that energy coming to them.
Mm-hmm. I
and
pick up
so
on that.
So naturally that's a validation that, yeah, this energy is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that is correct there. But I would be very careful because the light does not promote itself. The light does not do initiations of the light.
Mm-hmm.
The light doesn't bring in the masters to show up in your bedroom, you know, at 12 o'clock at night to do attunement.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't project Jesus in front of you. Some people I've talked with in the past, you've heard about, they wake up and they see Jesus at the end of their bed talking with them, giving them good information. That,
mm-hmm.
that isn't the case, because the light...
Are those holographs? Or?
Yeah, those could be holographs, yes, mm-hmm. and it could be from the ETs.
Mm-hmm.
And,
because they have the technology.
That's the problem that we're having, because most people... in the New Age movement, and probably almost all the practitioners who are working with mind energy, which is what's being taught, you know, just before ascension now, is dealing with the energy of darkness, and the light from the darkness is coming in, posing as the true light, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, you know. And like I mentioned, if you haven't heard me, the darkness can heal probably actually faster than the light can. And the reason is, I'll just say that over again in case anybody missed that. The darkness can heal typically faster than the light.
Really?
Yes. I'll say it one more time. The darkness can heal faster than the light. The reason is because it gave you your stuff. It gave you your problems. Remember, you're working in this lifetime with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And your body has a natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
A natal chart is what we could call karma. But it's really the mind control patterns for the body,
mm-hmm.
its lifetime. And with that, you know, if you look at the subcategories,
Yeah, I do astrology.
Mind control is what they gave you and all your physical conditions.
Okay. Because I have asked for healings and received them. And so that's what I was curious about. It's like, no. But I've also been attacked by the dark and actually been physically, like it's physically attacked where I'm in pain and screaming by the dark. So, I mean, I've had all kinds of things happen in these dimensions, and I usually don't discuss them with people because they're...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to talk about
it. It is. It's hard to talk about. I don't discuss it with anybody. So I started listening to this radio station because it's people who speak kind of your language. But
yeah, what I'd suggest doing is to go to my website.
Mm-hmm, which I've done.
Okay, and then go to the alien abduction ET parasite clearing.
Okay.
And on there, there's some drop-down boxes. And you can select your favorite race. You could even type in, the White Brotherhood, if you wish.
Okay.
I didn't put it up there because I really didn't want to offend too many people. There are other names that I could put in there, too. But I just left it as a basic, generic type of extraterrestrial aliens. And so you could type in the Great White Brotherhood or the Brotherhood of Light, whatever seems to come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the drop-down box, there's all different types of things you can put in there.
Okay.
Or there's already things listed. And you could just type in that you want to have get checked for the Great White Brotherhood injecting pins into your feet, because they do that quite often. Not that the Brotherhood does it, but this is the way a lot of the aliens interface with us, is that they'll actually drive pins, needles into our feet.
Mm-hmm.
The way you know that is when you're going to sleep at night, normally just before you go to sleep, your body jerks.
Well, now, I've been told, and I get this, though, because I sense this, though, that it's true, that I'm a starseed. You've heard that?
I have heard that, yes. Uh-huh.
We're actually originally from a different planet, and we're here kind of to assist the ascension process and to work and to help, raise the vibration of the planet and the people. And
yeah, that's very good.
We're all from different parts of the galaxy, and we're here kind of visiting, and so it's like I've been told I'm a starseed, and I have connections, very strong connections. When I've done meditations, I've actually seen the city where I lived in. It was a crystal city, a blue crystal city, and I kind of identify with the ET stuff. That's why I started listening to your program, because I get it, and I'm always attracted to kind of the channeled messages through the Palladians and the Syrians and the Andromedans and those things. And so to a great extent, they ring true to me. They that is a language I understand. Does that make sense?
Yes. A lot of those channelings are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that when you're reading them, they are hooking you up to that extraterrestrial race that you're reading, or the group of individuals, the group of aliens that are doing this.
But you don't think some of these aliens are actually fairly enlightened and are here to assist and help?
They can't all be. I would think that there are some.
Yeah, I think they're probably like humans. There are people that are not great and people who are. And I'm sure there's a...
That's true. Yeah. What I stand by is, what are they waiting for to actually help us, okay? Remember, your physical body is what needs to do the ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit, also it's very important for your spirit. But when you start looking at the way humanity is here,
mm-hmm.
and if they know what it's like here to live, what are they waiting for? Another couple hundred people to be killed over in, Iraq and Iran.
Why are the ETs here?
Is there a certain number of deaths that they're waiting to come in and help us with? How about the poor people in Africa? I watched a thing on TV where the young kids over there, maybe... teenagers or less, are chopping up arms of the young kids.
Oh, you mean why aren't they
in fields?
Seen more in the physical dimension.
So what are they really waiting for?
I get that they, when they explain it to me, I get that they are, but it's unseen. It's like, I think what I get is that they assist on the earth changes and things like that. Like, it could be way worse right now, like between earthquakes and natural disasters, and that they've actually tempered that and made it so that it's not nearly as bad as it would have been or could have been, and that they project a lot of light within the ray technologies, like the different rays, and they help clear a lot of, kind of like negative patterns and things like that that are out in the etheric realms, and that they do a lot of work kind of more in the background. That's my understanding, and when they explain it to me, that's how they work. They work. They call themselves. I get some beings that talk to me that they're from the Galactic Federation of Light. They're the ones who surround the Earth and the.
Yeah, well, I have heard all of that too, but
okay.
Still, you know, where are they? You know.
Okay.
And so that's.
Well, they see it as like this is our responsibility. It's our mess. They're here to assist, but not to interfere.
Yeah, but anything that, since we're so mind-controlled here, we have really no free choice.
Right.
And so,
well, I believe there's mind control, but I think it's done by beings that are in the physical. I think it's more a human trait. I think there are dark ETs, but I don't know. You know, I think there are more dark humans that are more active in that, and as far as the technology goes and the,
oh,
you know, yes, the black ops stuff. And,
remember that the ETs gave.
But they gave it, yeah.
That technology, so they're way advanced.
Yeah.
Or what they meant.
That's more the grays, isn't it? What they call the grays.
Well, that's just one particular race.
Race,
our good
right.
Race that, you know.
So you're kind of more suspicious about all of them, all the ETs.
I'm suspicious of all the ETs that have come here because they, elsewhere, there is no interference at all.
Mm-hmm.
In any dimension. So let's say that you went to a planet, whatever you want to call that planet, you will not have intervention with any other life form than what you're experiencing. So you're not going to have other dimensions bleeding through, coming into, or creeping in, I'll use the word, into that dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is supposed to be separated. This is the way the light works. So the fact that we have extraterrestrial intervention here from the aliens means that this area is not protected and it's run over by the darkness, because these things shouldn't even be here.
Right.
There's absolutely zero sightings here. We should be able to live here in peace and harmony with the Earth Spirit, and anything else that comes in here should not be here, because remember, the divine is inside of you, and so all the teachings are that you have to look outside of yourself to have intervention. That's
mm-hmm.
not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll just get back to the main fundamentals of what Jesus taught, is not to go outside of yourself to
right.
look for stuff, because as soon as you do, you start calling in these energies to yourself, and that's
mm-hmm.
very dangerous.
And okay.
they can steal a part of your soul.
Mm-hmm. So the beings that you work with this light ship, they are they Elohim, or who are they?
No, these haven't been incarnated yet.
Oh, they're not. They're in non-physical light bodies.
They are in a light body form, yes,
mm-hmm.
and they do take on their body for the next incarnation, but they haven't went anywhere yet. So they're true beings of light.
Okay.
This is where you go on the light ship when I take people up to it.
Okay.
And so it's nothing to do with anything that's talked about here, because that energy doesn't come here.
Okay.
And so everything else that's here.
So is the light ship actually, because my understanding, is it actually above the planet or near the planet, or where? What dimension is that in?
It's in all dimensions.
In all dimensions?
In all dimensions of light.
Okay.
On the light ship, there's really no dimension because it's all light.
Okay.
But we just divide it off down here.
Right.
And so we have our own way of looking at things, but on the light ship, everything is light.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Okay, well, I don't want to take up all your time here, but I really appreciate your taking my call and answering my questions. And if you'd like, I'll go ahead and turn on the radio and take more calls if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to do some more healing?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, Ron. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.
You have a very good day.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jody. That was wonderful. Really good questions that a lot of people have, and we really thank you for calling in. And let's see. Let me look at the fast chat. We have Brett, who's mentioning that he left you an email and a message, and he wants to set up a session with you. So thank you, Brett.
Hey, Brett, I'll get on it and see where it is there.
Great. And let's see. You know, we were talking earlier about the entities, and you were explaining how they come in.
Yes, yes. So
people.
Entities come in wherever you go to. Remember, they're all around you. So let's say that you happen to walk by an ice cream store, and you don't really want an ice cream. You weren't even thinking about it, you know, a block before you come to it. Then all of a sudden you get close to it and you turn your head, which could be them turning your head for you, but we'll just say that you do it yourself. You look over there and all of a sudden you go, oh, ice cream. So your mind gets this information about ice cream being there because you're reading, you know, maybe the letters on the front of the store. You see a big ice cream cone. Well, all of a sudden, there's going to be tons of entities outside of that ice cream store wanting to have an ice cream because they're waiting for somebody to walk in to buy the ice cream so they can actually come into their bodies and enjoy it. So you might get a couple hundred of them coming into you, and they kind of nudge you to walk toward that door, even though you had no intention of buying an ice cream that day. And then naturally, like I said, they'll suck what flavor you may want by telling you what flavor they like to have. Or if they don't really care, you're going to be buying an ice cream. Maybe you wanted to get a small and they want you to get a large because there's so many of them that they want you to eat more. And so they're having that experience. Now, naturally, after you eat the ice cream, and you really know about this because if for some reason you eat the ice cream, this is very important. Everybody listen, please, if you're already not. So what happens is that when they're in your body, working with your body, and you're eating this ice cream, if for some reason you get done eating it and you go, well, this is kind of weird because I didn't really taste it. I feel full, but I didn't taste it. Then you know that these entities are with you because they're taking away your memory. Remember, they're controlling you. So they're controlling your mind. Your body, you know, is also controlled, but the body all of a sudden ate the whole thing, so it knows that it ate it. You can feel, you know, the ice cream in your stomach. But the actual experience of you eating the ice cream, you may have lost. So when you first saw the ice cream store, right away you go, oh, I'm going to love this beautiful taste, wonderful taste of the ice cream. I'm going to get chocolates with maybe a fruit on it, some kind of berries or something. And you get that, then all of a sudden you eat it, and when you get done you go, did I really taste those berries? Well, you probably didn't if you have a lot of entities in you because all of a sudden they take away that memory. So this may ring true for a lot of people as I'm talking. Or maybe you go have a drink and you just don't really realize that you're drinking a drink and it's down inside of you and you have another one. Or maybe you're smoking cigarettes or, you know, we have all kinds of addictions. Maybe you like to have maybe a lot of candy bars. So you go out and you buy all these candy bars. Maybe you indulge in something and you realize that you really didn't get anything out of it after you ate them, so you had to go buy more because you wanted to have more to taste what you ate. So if this rings true to you, these are entities that are in your body doing this. Now, naturally, when you get done, they will leave you. And when they leave you, they'll find somebody else as a host. Now, if they don't leave you and they like your body, maybe you're, hypothetically, we'll just say that, we'll just pick on something. Maybe you're 7 foot tall. There's very few people who are 7 feet tall, but maybe for some reason you have entities that like your height. Maybe the entities were maybe, say, 5.5 feet. They wanted to be taller, so they come into your body because you're really tall. And all of a sudden you have these entities in you, and you actually feel like you're short. This can happen, too. And so they actually get drawn to you. So now, if they want to be in a tall body, they're going to love that tall body, because in their last lifetime they were short. And they'll be with you maybe for your whole life because you're extra tall. So anyway, they come in because they want to have an addiction with you. This is why they're here, basically. You know, even just eating regular food could be an addiction. And they're going to come with you to have that addiction. And then after you have whatever you had, then they may leave you. And if they like your body, they're going to stick around. And this is what happens. When they stick around, then they bring their whole life to you. And then whatever they've done in their lifetime, which could be good or bad, it doesn't make any difference, they're going to try to express that in your body because that's what they're used to doing, because they ran a body before. Remember, your emotions run you. This is why we do an emotional clearing, so you can get out of the traumas and dramas of life to be in the moment. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, this is great information, Ron. And, you know, people on the fast chat are really liking this and have a lot of questions. And I'm going to switch topics just for a moment to address a question from Joni. Now, she's talking about what you were talking about on the phone with Jody when she was talking about the alien races. And you mentioned that on your website, creationlightship.com, that you have an online healing page where anybody can go to 24/7 and they can actually use this. I think it's something really reasonable, like $30 a month for unlimited usage. And you can actually have the lightship work with you to remove the alien attacks that you might be experiencing from different races. And you can actually type in or select from the drop-down menus what races may be interfering with you or what symptoms you may be having and have that energy cleared. So it's a wonderful thing. And Joni is asking, can you use this online alien attack removal clearing while you're doing things in the house? Like let's say you have your laptop close by and you've got the light being there and you've activated the healing. Can you be, you know, doing your dishes, doing, you know, your painting or whatever it is that you're doing as you sit there, or do you just have to do nothing in front of the screen?
Okay, it'll work both ways. So, yeah, if you want to do your dishes, that's fine. Just bring the light beam up. Each healing session is 15 minutes in length. And for the people who haven't been to the website, to do one clearing, it's $1. And I believe to do a whole week's worth of unlimited clearings, it's $10, and a month is $30. And so what happens is that I would recommend basically whatever you do, I would probably do the week clearing or the month. The one clearing will get your feet wet a little bit, but mainly you probably want to do it for a week, okay, if not more. And I would do each individual clearing four times, which would be 1 hour of length. And that's how I would do it myself. You probably want to actually, if you're a feeling type person or you can sense energies, you probably want to be in front of the monitor to actually sense where these energetic cordings and connections are in your body. The reason why I say that is you might have a backache that you maybe have had for 20 years. And all of a sudden, maybe you're working with the Arcturians and you put that down and you... put something in there about backache, or maybe you work with the extraterrestrial worm energies, and you type in worms or snakes, and then all of a sudden you feel this energy starting to leave you. All of a sudden you got validation. Hey, this particular species of alien energetic implants or alien beings that are with you that are invisible, that are inhabiting your body, all of a sudden you say, hey, these worms are doing this to me. Well, they may have attacked your back. Where else are they? So you may want to go on there maybe a couple hours or so of time to get these things out of you, because if you do have a physical effect, you know that you have them there plus maybe other places. So I think it's the awareness aspect. And I'll be doing two calls next month, two Sundays, and they'll be on the 5th and the 12th. And I believe we have it listed on the website there. Or you can give me an email or something or a phone call, and I'll be able to get back with you probably within a day or two or a couple of days. I'm in New York right now, so I'm a little busy. But, you know, that'll be available. We'll be sending out some information on it on emails if you like. Just type in your email list on the bottom of this page, too. Just scroll down and type it in there a couple times, and then at that point we can send you one of our emails out. But yeah, you don't have to be there, but you do want to probably feel it at first. And the reason why it's set up this way is that, like maybe Joni was saying and other people, all of a sudden they wake up maybe in a cold sweat at 2:30 in the morning, and these things are attacking them. They don't know what the hell to do. They're terrorized. You can go right on the website and click in there, and just ask for help. The first box, I believe, on there will say that you don't know who's doing this or something. Just get on that, and the light chip will help to protect you and get these things off of you. And the more you do it, the more the light chip can go find these extraterrestrial aliens and get rid of them. And so this is how it works. So eventually, if enough people go on this site, our extraterrestrial intervention will not be here any longer. That's what I'm hoping for, because they first find the particular maybe group of aliens that are doing this. Then from there they go to the race of aliens, and then they keep going back. And then they also look for parts of you that they probably have stolen. So if you do have a part of your spirit, your soul stolen, and they're holding it to get energy off of it, they'll start looking for it. and then they have more territory of light, and the darkness that is not created by the light, but now it is turned into light, because the light will hold its ground, and this is how it works. So hopefully these energies won't be here. And like I said earlier, like Joni mentioned, you know, and I don't talk about this too often, but the people do say, well, you know, our governments are doing these mind controlling things and transmissions, et cetera. I don't even get into that because that's not my venue. But I can tell you that the people down here that we may perceive as bad or groups of individuals are also being mind controlled. They're just probably more susceptible. So once the aliens get released out of this territory of the Earth plane, then everybody can turn to be heart-centered. This is the whole process. And let the Earth return the way it was before the aliens came in here and caused all these problems with us. So this is part of the ascension. The lightship is here for ascension. This is why it's here now, why it hasn't been here 50 years ago, why it wasn't here 10 years ago, okay? Because that was not ascension time. And so it's not that maybe we didn't have any help from the aliens out there that are good, but where are they, you know? That's what I always say. If they're here and they're helping us, they do give great lip service. Remember, the darkness can clone the light 99.9999%, and you can't tell the difference because there's no way to really tell. Only way to tell is through your spirit. So your mind will never tell you, plus your mind is created by the aliens. So the alien's mind is not going to say that it's bad. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so just to clarify for people, I want to review a couple of things. So we've talked about the alien races today and also the alien parasites that they have put in our bodies that need to be cleared out. And then we've talked about the Earth-based entities that give you addictions and bring you different experiences and so on. And on three different Sundays next month in April, the 5th, 12th, and 19th, two of those Sundays, the first two Sundays, are devoted to the alien parasites and so on, shapeshifters, etc. And the third Sunday is devoted to healing of the Earth-based entities. So those are three really important healings that you want to mark down on your calendar, April 5th, 12th, and 19th. And also April 18th, Saturday, there's going to be a four-hour ascension and healing call to go to the lightship for physical healing and ascension preparation. So we basically have four major healing sessions going on next month. I think Ron has packaged those together for anybody that's interested in attending all four of them in a really incredible price. If that's appealing to you, you should just, you know, give him an email and contact him. So,
right, and also those Sundays are 8 hours apiece.
Yeah.
That's 24 hours of getting this crap out of us.
Well, plus, you know, I know that the lightship seems to work with people for, you know, maybe overnight the whole time surrounding that call, so it's pretty incredible.
And normally on each call, the lightship will be helping you probably maybe throughout at least maybe 3 to 4 days after that. So you're going to be on the lightship for, you know, much longer than what the call is, because they just don't stop. They have to get these things as much as they can out of you. So hopefully, you know, I would personally go on the website and check it out. You know, just do the $10 thing, very affordable, and put dedication into it and go into those extraterrestrial parasites. I think we have maybe about 20 or so of those things listed. And just start clicking down on them and just see if you feel anything moving inside of your body as they get released. They do crawl around inside of you. They go into your head. They go into your muscles. They go into your spine. The octopus energies wrap around everything inside of you. You know, if you have a hurt back or maybe you're bent over with poor posture, that could be the reason. And just go in there and give it a try. I mean, it's wonderful. Like I said, but mainly this site is for to help you. And the alien abduction part of that, where you select your particular favorite ET rays to see if they've been playing with you or not, or just for your own curiosity, they're going to be working with them to get them out of your space, because you are mind-controlled by these ETs. Whether it's known to you or not, They create mind control. Remember, this is why you're in the mind. There's no mind elsewhere, typically. Everywhere else, it's heart energy. But they mimic the heart energy and put in mind energy. So everything that works in the mind also works through the heart. It's that we have a hard time connecting to the heart because the mind energy is probably 1,000 times stronger. So let me see how the time's coming here. We got a little bit. Any more questions on the fast chat or anything, Sylvia?
Well, it's interesting. We have people that were kind of sharing their experiences as you were talking about those examples of how the entities can change your experience. I think Sylvia in Toronto was saying that her daughter was, her 8-year-old daughter was saying that that's exactly, you know, how she has felt. Some others were saying that, you know, they've experienced feeling short even though they're very tall, or having, you know, some of those issues like eating the ice cream or something and then just, you know, not feeling like you really enjoyed it or did it, or, you know, don't really have the memory of that experience. So very interesting to see all these different ways that people have been experiencing these energies.
That's what I say, you know, lights on, nobody home, you know. So
yeah.
If you're not in control with your spirit consciousness in your body, then who or what is? You don't know, you know. And it could even be an extraterrestrial shapeshifter. You know, it's hard to say. I can talk about them. They're kind of fun. You probably have all experienced this in your life, so it's not uncommon to say you may not have had or known what it was. So if you ever look at somebody and they look a little strange, and then maybe you blink your eye or shake your head or something, you look back at them, and they look normal again. Well, strange could be that you're actually physically seeing this extraterrestrial life form that's in their body, and it happens to come forward. So all of a sudden you're looking at this person, and maybe they got a big long snout on them. Maybe you see them with a bunch of teeth in their mouth. Maybe you see their eyes changing. Maybe you see them with scales on their face, and you know, you're not used to seeing that, so you kind of discount it. Well, there are people down here, and maybe some that are listening, that, yep, it's you, that are that have these inside of them, and they share our bodies. And so what you have to do is get them out, and we can do this on live, you know, on the, or, you know, in real time, just on the website. Just go to it and click on it, and ask to have these released from you, because you don't know it. Remember, like I said, that they can do strange things, that they can give us illnesses, and they can also, like I said, like regular entities, you know, take us off our consciousness. I don't want to use the word spiritual path, because that's kind of not necessarily true, because there's no such thing as divine plan, because everything is in the moment. The divine plan, if there is one, that's mind control. And in the mind control is the dark side divine plan. So whenever you hear that, just know that that can't be possible, because the light only works in the now. So there can't be anything planned for you except your natal chart and the planets that are controlling you, controlling your body. This is why, you know, we have a horoscope. So it's just giving you a clue what the dark side has in store for you.
So another way of saying that, Ron, then would be that, like, if everything was working here the way it was supposed to, as divine beings, you know, created by, you know, the one true source, we would be just going out into the universe, into whatever particular planet or area that we were going to, for our own individual creative expression to experience life on that planet, and to create, you know, in love and light. And we wouldn't have a plan that we were following, or we wouldn't have like a horoscope or a natal chart that was telling us, well, you're going to have this personality and you're going to have this thing happen to you and you're going to follow this set of circumstances in your life. And you wouldn't go to a reader and they wouldn't be able to say, okay, this is going to happen to you when you're this age and so on and so forth. You would just be free, fully, with full free choice and free will to create your life.
Yeah, it'd be a blank slate. You know, I guess ideally, I'll just go on for about another minute or two here. Ideally, I guess the way it would probably be on the earth plane here would be that we'd probably all be working for, let's just say, $1 an hour, whatever our job would be. And we'd get so much money, the same amount of money for everybody. And then you could even exchange that. Naturally, the banking system wouldn't be here for usury. Or maybe we'd all have, no money at all. And we'd be able to go to a store and say, I'd like to have this here. And the person would smile at you and say, yes, here it is. It's yours. And what you have would be somebody else's, too. So you could give and share whatever you have because you're all heart-based. And everybody's smiling. It'd be just a great experience. So I don't know how that would look here, but that might be one way to look at it. And, the people will be doing what they really love to do as far as a talent. And the prices for everything or their pay would all be the same. You know, there might be a person who just loves sweeping up the sidewalks outside. And then there may be a person as a dentist. There's really no difference there. They're both putting time in, equal amount of time for what they're doing. So one just happens to maybe be typically more skilled. Maybe the dentist doesn't know how to sweep, but he knows how to work on teeth, okay? So that's kind of the way, what would probably be, is that everything would be working very peacefully. Everybody would be happy, living from their heart, and you would manifest from your heart, not the mind. The laws of manifestation are the same thing in the heart as it is with the mind. Remember, the dark side mimicked it, but they don't allow you to go to the heart to give up that control and power. And so there's nothing that you have to do any differently. Once you're in your heart center, then you connect with the divine light energies and manifest that way. When you're in your mind, you connect with the darkness of light, the light of the darkness, divine light energies. They have it there too. You just go into a different door. But it's the darkness. You're always in the darkness. This is how you manifest through force of will versus love energy. And that's the basic difference. And it's a big difference. So hope I helped everybody out tonight. Our time is kind of going by very quickly. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. We have our normal conference call tonight. It's a one-hour conference call for $20. We go to the Creation Lightship. And we're looking for a sponsor for the show. So if you wish to be a sponsor, let me know. It costs $60 to help out this radio program so we can stay on the air. And I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone, and definitely go, to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and check out that unlimited healing on the pages that we talked about. And we'll see you Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on BBS Radio on Station 1. Until then, stay heart-centered, everyone, and be at home in your body. Okay, bye, everyone.
Okay, goodbye.